Kids in the Kitchen. Do we play them here on Triple M? Absolutely we do. I've got a couple of songs lined up here, but right now I want to introduce Bruce Kerno, local boy. Good morning, Bruce.
Hi, Shawnee. How you going?
I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Oh, any better and I'd be dangerous.
Any better than you'd be dangerous. I've got this. Is this a little bit early for you?
You know, I'm usually up at the crack of about 8:30, so it's about right.
Well, you've got the music shop. I think you open about 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And when I ran this by you yesterday, I said, oh, what about, you know, 6:40, 7:40? And you had that look in your face like, keep going up, maybe 8:20, 8:40.
Yeah, I had to get up early this morning for this, yeah.
I want to ask you in a tick about a gig that you've got coming up at a nightclub that I never went to, a bit before my time, but my eldest sister did, Chase's Nightclub on Chapel Street in South Yarra. We'll get to that in a tick, but I want to start with Kids in the Kitchen. This could be a really obvious question, but the name Kids in the Kitchen, where did that come from? Is it what I think?
When we first started, we had no sort of musical instruments at all. We were writing songs. We needed a percussion break because, you know, we were groundbreaking, but no gear. And so we were rehearsing in a friend, the bass player's house. Out came the pots and pans, and he was in a share house. They came home and, oh, look at these guys, the Kids in the Kitchen. And we're looking for names, so we'll just use that.
Should we run with that?
While we think of something good.
That is fantastic.
And it sticks and it does it, you know, it doesn't matter. Names don't matter that much as long as it's identifiable, and it always has been.
I saw an interview on YouTube earlier on this morning. I think the guy from Sounds, what's his name?
Donnie Sutherland.
Donnie Sutherland. He said, oh, what are you going to do in 10 years' time? Are you going to call yourself Men in the Kitchen with Beards in the Kitchen?
Yeah, well, you know. Now we're all old and fat and bald. it's a funny name, isn't it?
Speaking of Mr. Sutherland, what did he mean by this?
Do you get peeved with the sort of people comparing you to Simple Minds?
Yeah, I think with the comparing bit, I mean, everyone compares you with bands until we're established as Kids in the Kitchen, if we ever do. Then we won't be, you know, put across that we're like...
Why did he ask you that question in particular? And what did Mr. Khan mean when he said, if we do?
Wanted to be a world thing, but yeah. Obviously, you know, Australia's a different type of thing. But mm-hmm. Scott was always being compared to Simon Le Bon, but he wanted to be like Jim Kerr from Simple Minds. But, you know, everyone likes to pigeonhole someone. We're all looking at the English influences and, you know, oh, that sounds like a bit like Simple Minds and, you know, it's just a pretty long bow to draw, but, you know, comparisons are... give people an idea what we're like.
Did you think you were going to have that much success at that stage there?
No.
Not at all?
No idea. We were still learning to play. We were just lucky. We went good.
You were literally kids in the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, you know, next thing you know, we got a record deal and we're on Countdown and things like that.
With Molly.
Like, wow.
You got four top 20 hits. You got the album Shine, which reached number 9 in 1985. Fast forward all these years right now. What memories do you have of playing back then? We know you're still active right now, but, you know, the green room. Have you got any stories or any goss that you can tell us? What sort of stuff goes on backstage? We all kind of get a little bit curious.
Oh,
or look, you can't say right now.
There's a lot of different stories. it's all about trying to be cool, you know, but having a few drinks and meeting a lot of people. Yeah, the green rooms now where everyone's drinking water and we're all too old.
A little bit different to what was going on back then?
Yeah. Oh, the ABC one at Countdown was always pretty good. Mm-hmm. It was pretty fun. And, you know, screaming girls out the front trying to get in. That was, you know, weird. I think that's weird.
When you were those kids in the kitchen literally starting out, what Aussie bands, because of course we're celebrating Aussie music here this month, what Aussie bands did you look up to? Who were you looking at thinking, you know what, I want to be them, or I want to be as famous as them?
Oh.
Successful.
At the time, we wanted to be like Simple Minds and Duran Duran. No, not... it would have been a good place to aim for. I was actually really a rock guy. I loved the Angels and AC/DC. And then In Excess came along and were just brilliant bands and really rocked it. Midnight Oil, I loved them. All, you know, all the great drummers, hey?
Of course. Billy, who takes over from me at 9 o'clock in the studio next door, he often drops the fact that he's a drummer and that you used to are buddies and you hang out there. What about now, though? You've got a gig coming up at Chase's Nightclub. How did this come about? I thought the place had closed down.
Well, me too. But apparently the guy who's managing it is from those days and he wants to sort of kick it off and do that sort of thing.
Who are you teaming up with?
So, Real Life, the band who had an international hit with Send Me an Angel, coming on board, so it's a double header, but they're on first. It's just David Sterry, the singer, and he's got another band. And interestingly, the drummer is Anthony Argiro, the original drummer from Pseudo Echo. So it's like old home week. All these get-togethers like this are just meeting your old mates.
You're catching up with old buddies. You told me yesterday, in fact, that, you know, for example, Classic Hits Live, it's coming up at the Mulwala Water Ski Club, Saturday the 5th of January. The whole idea is, I think it's 50 songs, 10 bands, bang, they just get up there and power through them. But you love getting up there. Of course, you still get that thrill, but catching up with old buddies you haven't seen in many years.
Yeah, well, I live in Shepparton now, and you don't catch up with any of those people. So when we do these type of shows, I catch up with all the old fans.
So I bet you, I bet you're looking forward to the gig at Mulwala then.
That's going to be an awesome gig. I'll enjoy that from the beach of Bali.
What do you mean?
Unfortunately,
what's the catch?
The catch is I had a holiday booked and I'm going. So they're going to bring in another drummer and I'm missing out on the big gig in our own backyard.
The one in your backyard. Did you think about negotiating, changing the holiday dates or anything like that?
Of course, but, you know, you don't argue with the wife about those things. You know, we have one opportunity a year to go on a holiday and we're going.
You're still playing? Your band's called Current Stan. Now, I did ask you before, and I wasn't even thinking when I asked this, the reason it's called Current Stan... How often are you gigging around town? Did you still get the same thrill? And what's it like playing with Nigel Champion?
Oh, Nigel Champion.
Parsons, I should say.
Champion, yeah. He's a champion. And Robert Banks, he's a champion too. We just go out and we have a lot of fun playing cover band. And, they thought it would be a great idea to name this new band about 4 or 5 years ago, 5 years ago, that name it after that song. And that would be really funny. But, you know, I always roll my eyes and go, yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. But we play at the Aussie. We've been booked for once a month next year. We're actually playing this Saturday at the Aussie.
There you go.
Come on down.
Nice little plug.
And again, unfortunately, I won't be there.
You won't be there.
they're bringing in Trevor. Or Billy, yeah. Billy's coming in to do a stand-in for me because I've got other things on.
Bruce Kernow from Kids in the Kitchen. It's been an absolute pleasure.